the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
Since I have type 2 diabetes, I try to do what my doctor says.
It has been reported that pharmaceutical companies spend about $5 billion a year advertising prescription drugs to consumers. Research reveals that family physicians say their patients often ask for a drug they see advertised on television. UC Davis Medical Center physician Richard Kravitz, an expert in quality care, says the research suggests that direct-to-consumer advertising is effective.
There's a lot of medicine that's practiced in sort of a gray zone where correct decisions really are driven by patient preferences. And so quite a surprising amount of clinical care is probably affected by what patients ask of their doctors. And there's really nothing wrong with that, because requests are one way in which patients are expressing their values. And one could argue that responsiveness to those requests, when they're medically legitimate and when they're not likely to cause overt harm to the patient, is really a manifestation of patient-centered care.
Kravitz says the United States and New Zealand are the only two industrialized countries that allow direct-to-consumer advertising. His research has created greater awareness of how physicians are influenced by drug advertising.
It's also led to several policy initiatives, including a number of bills that have traversed through Congress that have looked at limiting the extent of direct-to-consumer advertising for all types of prescription drugs in the United States.
Paul Fotenauer reporting from Sacramento.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.